Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's time for our 100th episode. Yay! So today we're going to kind of throw convention to the wind, and we decided we were going to do 25 science facts, 25 history facts, 25 pop culture facts, and 25 animal facts. So today, it's everything you never knew you wanted to know about our 100th episode.
Woohoo!
I think we need to begin with pop culture.
Me too. It's one of my favorites.
And I'm so excited about this because we don't really know what we're going to talk about. And that's my favorite kind of episode when things just come at us out of nowhere. So, Amy, start us off.
Play-Doh. Did you know Play-Doh was originally used to wipe soot off of wallpapers? The company started in 1912 and they stopped using coal as much. And oil is a little bit sooty, but not like coal. So suddenly in the 50s, though, somebody's like, well, you can use it as play stuff. And they started adding colors. That's where Play-Doh came from.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to jump into something now.
Okay.
Different direction. Grey's Anatomy.
Yep.
Uses cow organs in their surgeries and fake blood.
Really?
Yep. Fake blood made out of red, yellow blood and chicken fat.
Oh, that's worse than regular blood.
Isn't it? I imagine it must smell horrible.
Yes. I just was like the odor in those scenes because those lights have to be hot.
Yep.
Ooh. Okay. Tolkien aligned events in his books with the real Western calendar. And so there are websites. One of them is Today in Middle Earth, where you can look up. So like October 24th at 10 a.m. is when Frodo woke up in Rivendell. So on my birthday at 10 a.m. every year, we can celebrate that Frodo woke up. He's in Rivendell. He's safe. So you can just look up calendar dates and see what happened today in Middle Earth.
Oh, I'm totally going to do that.
It's kind of great.
So I'm going to keep going with that make-believe stuff. So Game of Thrones, if you watched the show, the fur capes were made from IKEA fur rugs. They were shaved and dyed, and IKEA put the three-step instructions to make your own capes out, and I have that link, which I will put in the show notes.
Awesome.
Yes, in case you need to be Jon Snow.
We're going to have Brain Junk Craft Day.
I know.
I'm taking a decisive turn away from our fun direction that we were going, and I'm going to tell you that in 1923, Pierre Lebrun cycled down the stairs of the Eiffel Tower. He won a bet, and he was arrested. And there's pictures. Go to show notes, click the links. We are not telling you our sources today, by the way. There's no way we have time for that. But he is in like a jaunty cap and a suit, and he's cycling down the stairs.
He shook all of his bones all the way down.
Oh, that would be... I hope he went potty before he started.
Okay, another fact. In some of the original versions of Frozen, Elsa was an evil villain, not Anna's sister. She had blue spiky hair, and this was my favorite part, a coat of living weasels.
What?
I know. I'm like, can we kind of have that version too?
Yeah, they need to have a cousin now.
I know.
Like the evil version. There's so much there.
I know.
Oh. I'm going to go with fantasy movie and tell you that Vin Diesel is the voice of Groot, which my husband knew and I didn't. However, he's also the voice of the Iron Giant.
Oh, and it is so good. If you've never watched the Iron Giant, you absolutely should.
Which I haven't. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch that now. It's Vin Diesel. How fun is that?
Yeah, it's super fun. More heroes. When Wonder Woman was added to the All-Star Comics Justice League back in the day, they gave her the job of being the secretary.
I'm kind of a secretary.
Yeah.
It might be more amazing than I thought.
Well, and it shows all these really amazing superheroes, and they're like, Wonder Woman has volunteered. I have a picture of that in the show notes.
I'm rolling my eyes, you guys. You can't see that.
Yeah. Me too.
How about a little British TV?
Ooh.
The Muppets. I always thought they were True Blue American, and they are. They started here, and they made two pilots, both of which didn't go anywhere in the U.S., and so British ATV, their commercial station in England, picked them up. And then what we in the U.S. got was the syndicated British television. So our first experience of the Muppets was through the British television version.
You mean like The Muppet Show?
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. The Muppet Show came from Britain because we rejected it initially.
Of course we did.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, okay. So when trying to decide what the Millennium Falcon looked like, a designer, they were at a dinner meeting. He held up a hamburger with a bite out of it. So it's got that curving thing. And then he had a green olive on a, you know, a toothpick, and he held it up next to it like it was the cockpit. And he was like, hey, something like this. And that is why we now have the Millennium Falcon.
I'm so excited about that. I bashed my microphone. Sorry. That totally explains I love Star Wars origin stories, like how they got to where they ended up.
Yeah.
They're good. Have you ever watched a show and thought, I'm pretty sure that that's the Full House set repurposed? That does happen a lot in TV. And so the one that I stumbled across was the iCarly high school set is the Saved by the Bell set. They just repainted it. And there's a whole article on different ones. And you're like, oh, I knew it.
Yeah. When we lived in Pasadena, there was a high school that was kind of in North Pasadena that I swear is the, you know, when they pan past the school before they go inside for a while there in the 80s and the 90s, it was always that high school.
Yeah. I love those.
Smells Like Teen Spirit, the Nirvana song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kurt Cobain had somebody wrote like graffiti, Kurt Cobain smells like Teen Spirit. And he was using that as the idea to do the song. It wasn't until the song was over and done and out in the world that he found out that Teen Spirit was a girl's deodorant.
He didn't know that intentionally. Uh-uh. I thought it was just a cheeky.
Nope, he didn't know.
Because they took so many jabs at culture.
Yep, but he did apparently not know about that.
Well, it always smells fresh and I know. Floral.
Yay!
Did you know that ranch dressing really did originate from the Hidden Valley Dude Ranch?
No.
In Santa Barbara, California. I'm like, what? Because so many things are just made up to be homey or familiar and comfortable. Or.
And that's a real thing.
It's a real place.
I kind of love that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Bugs Bunny, his name was a mistake.
Was it?
Yeah. The animator Ben Bugs Hardaway. He was talking to an artist at Looney Tunes, and he asked him to do a character sketch of a rabbit. Mm-hmm. So the fellow did the character sheet with all these different, you know, bunnies from different angles kind of thing. And he wrote across the top, Bugs apostrophe S, Bunny. So it was bunnies drawn for Bug Hardaway.
Oh.
Yep. And somebody else picked it up and was like, oh, this is great. And they started producing it. And then they were just like, oh, it's Bugs Bunny, because they didn't see the apostrophe. So... yeah.
That's excellent. That's a good origin story.
It is a good origin story.
You guys probably know this, but it never ceases to delight me that Pumbaa is the first Disney character to fart on film.
Fart fact. That's the first fart fact. Ding.
I think I'm limited to like three.
Nice. 40.7 million people streamed Stranger Things season 3 in the first 4 days.
Whoa.
I was one of those people.
Were you? We waited till this last summer and then we binge watched while we were traveling.
Ooh.
So
that is kind of a good way to do it, because
fun.
There was a lot of waiting in between that wasn't fun.
Yes. And we could watch for hours. How about another Disney movie fact? This is actually original fairy tale. In Beauty and the Beast, the fairy tale original version, Beauty has two sisters and they were jealous of her and the Beast. And so they try to make the Beast angry so he'll eat her. She gets a pass to go home to her family like in the movie, and they try to delay her so he'll be angry when she comes back and eat her.
Sisters, man,
and
you know,
sisters.
These kind of things. I'm like, I am so glad I'm an only child. Oh my gosh.
Thanks for not trying to make anybody eat me, Robin and Ruthie. I appreciate that.
Will Smith was originally offered the part of Neo in The Matrix.
That would be...
can you imagine it being him?
A whole
and,
different kind of thing.
Right? And not Keanu Reeves.
Him.
I know, I do too.
On April Fool's Day in 1976, the BBC convinced many listeners that a special alignment of the planets would temporarily decrease gravity on Earth. And so their phone lines were flooded with people calling saying, I felt it. I felt it.
Oh, we're so suggestible.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I have a double header fact here. So it's 2-for-1. The average American eats 7 pounds of potato chips a year.
I feel like I might not be average there.
I think I'm eating somebody else's potato chips. And the National Association of Pizza Operators says that about 100 acres of pizza is sold a day. Okay, that's 13 times bigger than the Lincoln reflecting pool.
That makes me happy. People deserve to have good pizza.
Yes. And if you're ever bored, Google acrobatic pizza toss competition. I will have a link in our show notes. It's amazing.
Okay. Bog snorkeling, ferret pantsing, acrobatic
pizza tossing competition. Yeah.
The Brain Junk Summer Games are shaping up.
It's going to be amazing.
How about a completely different direction? In 1999, Furbies were officially banned by the NSA at Norfolk, the military base, because the administration was concerned that the Furbies would end up tripping out classified info because they were trained to learn to mimic. And, you know, so they listened passively all the time, sort of like your
smart speaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see, Cards Against Humanity. Mm-hmm. Bought a remote island in Maine in 2014 and renamed it Hawaii 2 and ran this complicated puzzle contest. Now, 250,000 people own 1 square foot of the island.
I love that so much.
It caused a lot of controversy. Yeah.
Did it?
Well, because they were like, how can all these people own little pieces of it? And how does that do for ownership? And mm-hmm. Maine, some people that live kind of near Hawaii, too,
aren't
so thrilled with
the
Hawaii 2 name. Yeah. But mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yes. My last one. I loved the Archie comics, the original ones. And I have not kept up with Riverdale as an adult, but I loved Archie comics. So Jughead's hat is called a clubhouse beanie or a whoopee cap, a palookaville or a rat cap. And they were actually bowler hats or the men's fedoras that had been taken and cut down. And they're squished down and they cut that brim to customize it. And
the one that kind of looks like a crown, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, those were the old men's. Like your dad's old fedora that he wore around town, they chopped them down. And often mechanics wore them. So at the time the Archie came out, you were extremely likely to be a mechanic or somebody that worked in a trade like that if you had one of those caps on.
Oh.
So our Jughead's kind of marked as a tradesman in the originals by that.
Right, totally, you know his status right there.
Yes.
Just by his hat.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, and my last pop culture fact. In 2008, Monty Kerr, who is of no relation to us as we know, bought a cornflake from two sisters, selling it on eBay for $1,350. It was shaped like the state of Illinois.
I thought it was going to be Jesus crying or something.
Nope. He wanted to start this whole...
this boutique cornflake.
Like a little museum-y kind of thing. Yeah. So there's an image in the show notes of the Illinois cornflake.
That's so good.
All right. Next step in the 100 facts, we're going to animals.
I've got a good one.
Oh, yeah.
This is one where I also suggest you go in and click the link. Deer's eyes, and I think these are more northern Arctic deer, they change from gold to blue throughout the season as they approach winter. And the reason for that is that they think, this is one of those, we think probably.
Right.
Because you can't...
ask the deer.
No. And when they're alive, you really shouldn't be poking around their eyes. But the gold reflects back most of the bright light in the summer, whereas as the days darken in the winter, deer still got to eat, but they don't have as much time. And so the eyes turn to blue and they're more dilated all the time to allow as much light in as possible.
Ooh.
And it's a beautiful blue.
All right, I'm going to have to go take a look at that. I'm going to go a little whimsical here. According to the American Public Power Association, squirrels are the most frequent cause of power outages. In 2016, there were 3,456 outages.
Oh my goodness.
Caused by furry marauders.
I've heard that rodents in general can wreak havoc and mayhem.
Yes, well, there's
on public
even
works.
There's a squirrel tracker. And that link will be in the show
squirrel
notes.
Squirrel outages.
Yeah, there's a lot of show notes.
Oh, that's so good.
So good.
Salamanders can extend their tongues more than half of their body length.
Wow.
Trace is trying it. She has not achieved that goal. And they can do it in 7 milliseconds. So they're wicked fast.
Wicked fast.
Wicked fast.
Did we suddenly go to Boston?
Yeah. Boston. Wicked fast. Salamanders. That was terrible. I'm sorry, Boston.
I thought it was pretty good. Okay. So all the way back to the first century AD, people mm-hmm. prized spider webs for bandages. It was thought that they had antibiotic and wound healing properties. Well, it turns out spider webs are full of vitamin K, which does help clot blood.
That's interesting. And that's definitely a youngest sibling job. We need more spider webs. Jimmy got cut. You need to go get some.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into the cave, Ma.
I don't know if you need to be actually trying this at home, but it was pretty mm-hmm. cool. So I thought, you know.
I believe that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
How about grasshoppers? They have ears in their bellies, not in their heads. Their eardrum or tympanum is covered by their wings.
Snails can hibernate for up to 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. So if it's stuck to the side of the tank and it's not moving, it might not be dead. It might just be taking a really long nap.
Wow. How about cats? I know that cats don't always land on their feet, but they do frequently because they have a good sense of balance and the where up and down is, and they've got a really flexy spine, which allows them to shift midair and get their feet oriented toward the ground.
And there are some pretty cool YouTube videos where a fellow drops his cat in slow-mo. And he's like, no cat got hurt in the making of this video. And they're really cool because you see the cat just immediately head twists around, feet twists around, then everybody just follows along behind.
Wow.
Super cool. Let's see. Let's do some historical animal facts. 6,000 years after all the mammoths on the mainland had gone extinct on Wrangel Island in Siberia, and then a few other islands kind of in that area, woolly mammoths survived until 4,000 years ago.
Wow.
Okay, so to give you some context, people were building the Egyptian Empire. Sumerians were creating early cuneiform. It was the rise of the Minoan civilization. And in South America, people had already domesticated corn, and there were still woolly mammoths alive.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's crazy.
It was super crazy. That was almost an entire episode because I just couldn't stop learning about mammoths.
Yes. This was all a lot of these. It was a slippery slope. I thought, nope, one or two sentences.
Yep.
I have to stop. Mm-hmm. Here's a fun, weird one. The four-eyed fish has two eyeballs, but each eyeball has two pupils and a retina that are split top and bottom. So when they cruise along the surface looking for bugs, they can scan bottom and top. And it looks, you see the pictures, and I kept thinking, where's a good picture of this thing's eyeballs? Because I thought the water was splitting, you know, how
Or just
water.
The view. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it really is this one eyeball is split out into two sections, and one's scanning the bottom so it doesn't get eaten, and one is looking for bugs on the top. It's weird.
I have another eye thing. So iguanas have three eyes.
Weird.
Well,
where's the third
one? It's not really an eye. It's called a parietal eye, mm-hmm. and it's the light-colored scale in the center of their head. And if you look at pictures of them, you can see there is this light-colored scale, and it's a light-sensitive... It is a light-sensitive spot that helps them detect aerial predators. So a bird flying over, they'd notice that change in light quality.
Oh, weird. So they can keep watching whatever they're watching for, but they're alerted to that change.
Yeah.
Huh. That is weird.
It is weird.
How about cardinals? They like to cover this themselves in ants, and it could be dead ants. It could be live ants. And the reason is that, let me back up. Scientists are not 100% sure why this is. However, they think that it's because the formic acid from the ants gets rid of lice. So they choose one pest over the other.
Oh, so they're going down into like an ant nest bath. And flopping around. And
it sounds like it. Oh. Spreading it all over their bodies. And then the itchy lice, because they can just roll and kill the ants. Yeah. But lice are awfully tiny.
And they don't like that formic acid.
Nope.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
It sounds very tickly, though. And I have a friend who's very ant averse. I imagine she just died listening to you talk about that. Okay. Uh-huh.
She'd rather have lice.
Yes.
Well, that's also very bad, though.
Okay. So polar bears are... I have a typo. That's funny. I was like, polar bear lovers. What? Polar bear livers are full of vitamin A. So if you were to eat even a small portion, it could make you sick. And too much of it could kill you with vitamin A poisoning. Yeah.
That's probably when they found out the hard way, huh?
Yeah, that was found out by European explorers because they were told by
the natives didn't eat them. We'll take those.
Yeah, the indigenous people were like, don't eat that. And they're like, yeah, whatevs. And then they ate it and then they died, which seems fair.
That's the start of many, many mm-hmm. stories about right? conquering nations, uh-huh. meeting indigenous people.
Yep.
Ooh, here's a good one. Worm-eating Bayesian thrushes. They have been known to dislodge their prey from piles of leaves by directing their farts at them.
What?
The gas shifts the leaves and the litter from the ground and apparently provokes the worms to move around and reveal their location.
You have to do a video of that.
Oh, look. Yeah. I was just so happy with that fact.
Oh my gosh. Okay, another bird fact. Bird fact, in small flocks, female zebra finches. Okay, so if you've ever seen the little zebra finches, the females have like bare faces and the males have a little orange circle.
Oh, sure.
At least the ones we see in the like pet stores. Mm-hmm. But in small flocks, female zebra finches are able to recognize the face of their mate.
Really?
But in larger flocks, they're not so good at it. Bob Randall, I don't know. You seem nice.
That's funny that because usually it's like they could recognize their mate from 100 miles away or some crazy, you know.
No. Huh. Little bird, tiny brain.
I knew I had another eyeball one. The box jellyfish has developed the ability to jet around and not just drift, which is a fun fact. Most jellyfish sort of are at the whim of the current, but yeah. Box jellyfish can navigate and drift. They can travel up to 4 knots per hour, which is about 4 miles per hour.
Wow.
They have eyes grouped in clusters. They have like 6 eyes on each side of their head, and the eyes have different jobs. And one of them is just a light sensor, basically. And then another one is for acute vision. So like the iguana.
Acute. I always hear that as acute vision, not acute vision. Let's see. According to the World Animal Foundation, they estimate 1 million dogs are listed as the beneficiary of their guardian's will.
That has to create some complications.
Yeah. There was a lot of legal documents because that went along with that.
Does the dog have to have a will? What happens to the money when the dog passes?
Well, the dog then has an executor who takes care of the estate.
And then the estate goes to whoever was next if they pass before the dependents,
yeah,
or the other named parties.
It gets confusing.
Interesting. Don't do that to your family, people.
No.
Care for your dog with some sort of grant but not the whole.
No, not the whole Megillah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that kind of money, though. Not a problem here.
Yeah. I left my dog $9.95.
Right. I got to wondering about the R-O-U-S's from The Princess Bride. What's the real
rodents of unusual size?
The Smithsonian's Christopher Helgen in 2009 discovered a rat weighing 3.5 pounds and measuring 32 inches nose to tail. And they live in the crater of a volcano in Papua New Guinea. So that's like 2 bowling pins tall. That is a really big rat.
That is a big rat. You know, I have a rat fact, too. It's kind of funny how these are lining up. In Africa, and they use rats that are also rather large. Yeah. I mean, I was surprised by how big these rats were. They are training their rats to find landmines.
Rats have turned out to be very smart.
Right? It takes 9 months to learn, and they're perfect because they're too light to set off the mine. And I do have a video of that.
It's like a 9-month certification. This is a trades course. You're not getting an advanced degree, but it's good, quick work, folks.
And you get banana. You get banana. Yeah.
Aww.
They do. They have a string, and their leash is kind of hooked to the string. So then they just walk in straight lines, and then it's 2 handlers that'll move down. But every time he gets to the end, they get some banana.
Awesome.
I know.
They're willing. And they don't get blown up, so it's fine.
Yep.
How about... In 2015, an Australian peacock spider was discovered near Brisbane, and it's scientifically named Meretus jactatus, but the researcher who found it, Madeline Gerard of the University of California, has called it Sparkle Muffin. And they're just 5 millimeters in length, and they have a little mating dance, and the male spider raises a leg to signal female. So the Sparkle Muffin waves at its lady. I couldn't resist sharing this Sparkle Muffin with you guys.
Oh, Sparkle Muffin. I love you. Largest. Okay, so we're going to go to a giant animal. So we've done tiny spider. The largest leather turtle ever recorded was 10 feet from nose to tail.
What?
Yeah, and it weighed 2,019 pounds. That's about the size of a small car, because 2,000 pounds is one ton.
Yeah, that's a smart car.
Yeah, it was estimated to be at least 100 years old.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine seeing that thing? Wow.
No, yeah.
I've got a big animal too, but not quite that big. Gorillas can catch colds from people. So be a conscientious zoo visitor and do not go to the gorilla habitat if you are sick.
Yeah, especially because if you irritate a gorilla, he will throw poop at you.
And when he's got a cold, you might get mucus and poop.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Let's see. A Komodo dragon. Oh, this is so good. A Komodo dragon can eat 80% of its body weight in one feeding. So let me put that in perspective for you. That's like a 150-pound teenager eating 120 pounds of Hot Pockets.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That. Just the amount of wildlife you'd have to have around for it to sustain that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have to eat as often. I mean, you figure off 120 pounds of Hot Pockets, you're done for a couple days. Yeah.
All right. That's true. The Mutilidae are a family of more than 3,000 species of wasps. But the wingless females resemble large ants. They're found in Chile and they're known for their really painful stings. But the black and white specimens look like pandas. So they're called panda ants due to their colorization.
They look like pandas?
Click the link. They're super cute.
Oh my gosh. gosh, so many good show notes. Oh. Okay, so my last one, wiener dogs, or Dachshunds, were bred to hunt in long burrows. That's why they're shaped like that, because they were being sent down after badgers.
Ooh.
Dachshund is German for badger dog.
Badgers.
Yeah.
Who would win? Or was the wily dog like just running them out?
He would go down the hole and grab a hold and take them on.
That explains kind of the demeanor of some of those little guys.
Right?
They are yappy and whoa. Yeah. My last animal fact is there is a fish in Papua New Guinea called the ball cutter. The local fishermen were really worried about the safety of their testicles when they got into the water. And so the local fishermen were worried. Oh, I have a double. Let me look that up real quick.
The ball cutter.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is going to be the world's longest episode. I just want you to know that we've only done 50 facts and we're already at 35 minutes.
And
so,
this has been pretty streamlined. Yeah. You have to edit a little bit.
Yeah. So those of you who complain to me, your brainstorms are way too short. Well, sit back, brothers and sisters. It's coming at you. Okay. Amy is assessing the last fact.
So the ball cutter, it has spiky, horrifying teeth, and apparently it must go for
crevices. Is it going for crevices?
And probably dangly things that look like they might be interesting. So if you are in Papua New Guinea, I think there's multiple things in Papua New Guinea that you should wear a swimsuit for sure.
That just seems like smart practice.
Agreed.
You know?
That's our last animal fact, folks.
Wow. Let's talk about some history. I have a great one. The bear, who became the living symbol of Smokey Bear, was a black bear rescued from a forest fire as a cub. His original name was Hotfoot Teddy.
I like Hotfoot Teddy a lot. Of course, they don't want to promote fire. So
no, so his name, the actual living bear's name was changed to Smokey after the cartoon bear.
Oh, yeah. I love that. My first fact is completely different in nature. As of 2019, in October, there was still a law on the books in Oklahoma stating that if beer is more than 4% alcohol, it must be sold at room temperature.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. This is very English.
There's some people that are like, yeah, you refrigerate your beer? That's just nasty. Well, let's talk about a president. Okay, so the 8th, 9th, and 10th presidents all served in 1 year.
That is 8th, 9th, 10th. Yep, kids wouldn't know who these guys are.
So in 1841, Martin Van Buren completed his term.
Mm-hmm.
William Henry Harrison died of pneumonia 1 month into his presidency.
Okay.
And then John Tyler, who was the vice president, ascended to president.
Wow. That is a fast turnaround.
It was kind of busy.
Yeah. Woo. We're going to go kind of ancient here. Shepherds in Christmas nativity scenes from hundreds of years ago sometimes have goiters. And I never noticed this. I don't look at a lot of nativities.
I don't either, but I heard about that in the news.
Yes. So it was common in that time for people of the poor classes to have a pretty homogenous diet that wasn't varied and didn't have a large source of iodine. And so the shepherds would have been of that class. And so
they would have had a swollen neck.
Yep. Might have had a goiter.
Wow. Let's see. Let's go a little lighthearted. In anticipation of the 1984 Summer Olympics, the city of Redondo Beach, California, made the Goodyear blimp its official city bird in 1983.
That's so California.
I know, right?
Love you guys. That's excellent. I'm going to go ice cream cones. The cones themselves were invented during the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, when the high demand for ice cream and the low opportunity for quickly made vessels in which to hold it, they were next to a waffle vendor. And so, ta-da!
Ice cream cones were born.
Yep.
Well, I have another inventor, Frederick Bauer. He created the Pringles potato chip in 1966.
66, okay.
Yep. When he died at the age of 89, he left one strange request to his children. He wanted to be buried in a Pringles can. And this great interview, his kids said they stopped at a Walgreens on the way to the funeral home to pick out his can, and they debated over the different flavors. Yeah, they went with original.
I was thinking original is red. I hope he was cremated.
Well, yeah, that would have been a really tight fit.
Yeah. All right. I think we were talking. We both have pizza facts. My pizza fact is in the late 1960s, the U.S. Army's 113th Military Intelligence Unit spied on reporters and politicians using fake pizza deliveries. That's crafty.
Oh, you're like, pizza delivery.
Yeah. I'm just making change. Talk among yourselves.
Speak into the end of the box, please. Oh, no. Back in 12th century China, judges had glasses made of smoky quartz to hide their eyes and mask their emotions while questioning witnesses.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know. It's kind of spooky, too. I like it.
It's creepy looking.
Mm-hmm.
Mary did indeed have a little lamb.
Oh, she did.
She
Yay.
Did. The poem was written in the 1820s, excuse me. And Mary was Mary Sawyer, an 11-year-old Bostonian whose lamb did indeed follow her to school. And apparently its wool was really used in projects because later on in that century, somebody was taking a sock or a sweater apart and selling chunks on a card as this is Mary's little lamb's wool to raise money for something.
What? Okay, I'll stick with the childhood theme. So Mr. Potato Head, he was the first toy to be advertised on TV on April 30th of 1952. It was also the first commercial to be pitched at kids instead of parents.
Those crafty folks.
Yep, because up until that time, yeah, they were just like, your kid needs Lincoln Logs. And this was like, hey, kids, would you like to play with Mr. Potato Head? You know, it's a total different angle.
Oh, yeah. How about a Titanic fact?
Okay.
In
Get on the door. No, I'm sorry.
In 1985, when professor of oceanography Robert Ballard announced that he was planning a mission to find the Titanic, it was actually a mission to find lost nuclear submarines. And so they finished that mission and they're like, we're ahead of schedule. Let's poke around. You never know what we'll find. And that is how the Titanic was found.
Holy cow.
It was overtly a mission to find the Titanic, but it was really in reality that it was the byproduct of spare time.
As all good science is.
Yeah.
Okay. Complete different change of direction. Mustard has been around since the Egyptians, at least.
Okay.
The Romans ground it into a paste, and French monks mixed the ground seeds with unfermented wine called must, which is part of the inspiration for the name.
Oh.
Mustard.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
This is a Genghis Khan fact. He exempted the poor, teachers, artists, and lawyers from taxes. He encouraged literacy and established freedom of religion across his empire. He also forbade selling of women and the hunting of animals during the breeding season. So he was terrifyingly, maraudingly murderous outside, but in his own community.
He had a kind spot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good. Not all bad. Let's see. It took Enro Rubik a month to solve the first Rubik's Cube that he invented.
Really?
Yeah. In 2018, it was solved in 4.22 seconds.
My son and his buddy are Rubik's fans, and Will's just a casual user, but his buddies time themselves, and it's a thing. And they've got different kinds. They've got a 2x2 and a 4x4, and I don't know what those things mean.
That's how many squares are on the side.
I come from the era where you pop the cubes off or you peel the stickers.
Peel the sticker.
Yep.
I'll admit it.
Me too. Okay, here's a great one because I'm from Washington and Idaho's right next door and we're very neighborly most of the time. But, you know, you're always a little competitive with your neighboring state. Idaho was reportedly named for the Shoshone phrase, meaning gem of the mountains. But the actual meaning was a deception. That was not there. It's a fake name. They made up this. It's like you went to campfire and you created your name because you love cats and pizza and mountains. And so you're Capimo. It's kind of Idaho.
Oh, that makes me deeply happy.
Me too. I giggled out loud when I read that. So. Idaho really is the gem of the mountains, though. So
it
you
is
can't
very
take that away from them. It's amazing. You drive a half hour and you're in a completely different, beautiful land.
Yeah, you're in Montana.
Yep. And by the time it was discovered, it was called Idaho and it was too late to backtrack. And, oh, we're going to be something else now. It was already commonly called Idaho. So it was, there you go.
Huh. Wow. Well, here's another mistaken identity thing. The tea bag was an accident.
Really?
Yep. In 1908, Thomas Sullivan put loose tea in silk bags as samples for his customers, and he was giving them out. Well, people were like, oh, it's tea. And then they just dunked the bags in their water.
Oh!
And they liked the convenience so much, they came back, and they were like, can we have more of those tea bags?
Nice.
And hence the tea bag was born.
They fell backwards into a ridiculously simple solution.
They did.
Huh. Wow. How about, here's one I really love. Nunchucks. I started looking up. I'm like, what do I like? What do I want to tell people about? Nunchucks originated. China was at war with the Mongols and they were not doing great. And so they receded into the Chinese countryside and they stayed in on Chinese farms while they recuperated. And the general got everybody situated. And then he came back through and he's examining the troops and noticing that the farmers are using wheat flails. And a wheat flail looks like a nunchuck with one side that's kind of shorter than the other. And he's like, that would be a great weapon. And that is where nunchucks came from. He spent some time while they were camped and recuperating. And he went away with himself and he's came back with like, these are 18 uses that we can use this thing. This is... We're going to, and he started training his troops. They're readily available.
Wow.
They were made from inexpensive materials and
stuff you already had.
That. And so now the nunchuck is across many martial arts that has transitioned over the years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just think it could have been like the art of the wheat.
The hay fork.
The wheat. I know exactly. I know. It's like, I'm going to skewer you with this. Mm-hmm. I think the nunchuck, and it's more.
You carry it easily.
Exactly.
It's light.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But it gives you an extra arm's length distance from your opponents. And
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, if you want to know about bones and not the breaking of them, but the looking at them.
Yeah.
From 1924 to well into the 1970s, shoe stores used the shoe-fitting fluoroscope to size your feet, okay?
Really?
So that's an x-ray machine. You would put on a pair of shoes, stick them into this thing. It would take an x-ray of your feet.
What years were these?
Between 1924 and into the 1970s. Like about 30
so
states
good.
In the 70s were like, this is not good, you know, because you, when you get an x-ray,
yes.
you're covered with lead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no. So the people who were... selling shoes,
yeah,
we're just getting constantly irradiated.
Oh, true. Like you as the shoe buyer are probably all right, but
no, they were like, because children would go in, if you tried on
That's
four
true.
Or five
Every
pairs of shoes
and...
it'd be like taking several, you know, high altitude trips into space. Not
no.
good.
No, it's amazing society hasn't crumbled because of the things we do for convenience,
right?
This is the opposite. Computer Weekly reported that the computer system that went up in Apollo 11 was no more powerful than a pocket calculator and that it was more basic than the electronics in the modern toasters that have computer controlled start-stop doneness. So you might have a toaster that's more powerful than...
The Apollos.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And if you want to know more about that, we do have an episode that just came out not too long ago, Hand-Stitched Computers.
That is one of my favorites.
Yep. And so you could learn even more about that. I'm going to go back to the Civil War. In the 1860s, during the American Civil War, because they didn't have fences when they had prisoners,
mm-hmm.
they would draw a line or a ditch, and they called that the deadline. And if you crossed the deadline, you would be shot. That is the origin of deadline.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. That is much more serious.
Much
than
darker,
I have to
right?
By 5 o'clock, because
I'm
wow.
going to cross the deadline.
Wow.
I know.
I did not know that. Some of these I have an inkling of and I've heard and I just don't know the big picture, but I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, me neither.
Hmm. You ever wonder where the soccer ball came from?
A little bit.
I didn't, but my children did. I think this one comes from my daughter, Allie. Charles Goodyear in 1855 created the first vulcanized rubber soccer ball. Panels similar to today's basketball were glued together at the seams. But before that, it was a pig's bladder, which were much less consistent in directionality. And so play was much more challenging.
I know you could kick it and phew off on a 45-degree angle.
Yep.
This is my last fact. And I'm going to tell you about the first cat memes.
I'm excited.
So Henry Whittier Freeze was born in 1879 and became an American photographer. He was super famous for taking pictures of animals, mostly cats and puppies dressed up in human clothes. They are adorable and witty and very whimsical. It started with someone, he was at a party, someone stuck a paper birthday hat on a cat and he took a picture and everybody was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. And so he went on to make postcards, books, and calendars.
Wow.
Yeah. I have an image and then you can just look up his name and they're everywhere.
That's wonderful. I have two more. Did you do 12 for this one?
I just did 12. Yeah.
Okay. I've got two more. winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh.
We come from the state of the Space Needle over in Seattle.
Woo-hoo!
I did not know that originally when it came out for the World's Fair, it had a glass torch that produced a 40 to 50 foot flame on top.
And what?
Yeah. It is said to, it was supposed to be promoting using gas, natural gas in your home, which, you know, it did great. It burned high, it burned long, and the said to have burned enough fuel to heat 125 homes. That is a lot. Now we would be mortified by that and we'd be like, shut it down, get a halogen light in there or something.
Now it's just a tiny red blinking light.
Mm-hmm. It's not as cool. Okay, last one. Baseball hats were originally made of straw.
Like woven together?
Mm-hmm. And then they evolved into wool. But if you were out on the farm playing baseball, you would have had a straw hat originally. This is definitely one of those, we're playing farm sport out in the field and you use what you have.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, yeah. All right, home stretch.
Yeah, home stretch of the 100th episode. We're stepping into science.
Yes. How about for our first one? In an average lifetime, a person walks the equivalent of 5 times around the world, which is about 110,000 miles.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of walking.
That is a lot of walking. Blood donors in Sweden can get a text when their blood is used.
I love that.
I do too. You can also get texts that remind you to donate. And I love this. This one is, we won't give up until you bleed.
The blood donation people are pretty creative.
Very cheeky. Well, they want to get you in there.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love size comparisons to get an idea.
Yes.
The ocean is 8 Empire State Buildings deep on average. So that's 12,080.7 feet.
Wow.
The deepest part is 25 Empire State Buildings deep, which is 36,000 and change.
That is, it's just, you can't even fathom. Can't fathom it.
I know. Just the concept of what would that be like.
Yep.
Can't imagine.
I have a scientific marvel and a medical mystery. So this is from the BBC. Okay. Arifa Sultana gave birth to a baby in February.
Okay.
In March, she was rushed to the hospital complaining of stomach pains. They did an ultrasound. They found a second uterus and twins.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my heavens.
2 uteruses.
All right, you need to be questioning your medical care.
Well, she lives in India. She had never been to a doctor before the first kid was born.
She probably just had a
So yeah, so there was nobody looking. Yep.
Wow. And it takes a little while for your body to go back.
Yeah.
A decade or so.
Yeah.
Speaking of heaviness, the average cumulus cloud can weigh up to 1,000,000 pounds, which is about as heavy as the world's largest passenger jet.
Okay, I saw that. And
they're fluffy. And
my mind is boggled. I mean, it's water and it's heavy. How does it float? I just,
don't know.
You just have to accept it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The force of air, when you see people in wind tunnels trying to stay.
That's true.
Stay upright.
Louisiana has a wild pink dolphin. They've named her Pinky.
Oh,
yeah.
Is she an albino?
Yes, she is albino, and she is bubblegum pink.
Really?
Yes. First seen in 2007, Pinky was seen again in 2015 and 2018 swimming with baby dolphins, none of whom were pink.
Wow.
So, yeah, pink dolphin. I love it.
Wow. Oxygen in its solid and liquid state is blue, pale blue.
Really?
Y'all might know that, but yeah,
wow.
Pale blue if it's liquid or solid.
Wow.
I don't think about oxygen in those states very often, though.
No, because it has to be really squished.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to take you to Sweden now in 2012. We're not doing a blood donation. We're going in a different direction. A woman lost her wedding ring while making Christmas dinner in 1995.
Okay.
Okay. In 2012, she found her ring when she pulled up a carrot in her garden. The ring was around the carrot. Like the carrot grew through the ring.
Do you think they chucked it out with the compost?
They think, yeah, veggie peelings
oh my
to the
gosh!
Compost. Yeah.
And it just took that long. What are the odds that that would ever happen?
I don't know.
Ever find it again.
Right? Can you imagine you pull up this carrot and you're like, oh, that looks like my what?
That is amazing. I'm taking you to Hawaii now. Hawaii moves 7.5 centimeters closer to Alaska each year. Tectonic plate shifting.
Wow. So maybe someday, like, you know, on the kids' maps, they always have Hawaii right next to Alaska. Maybe someday that'll actually
be
accurate.
It's going to take a few millennia, but
yeah,
it's
going. We're leaning that way.
Yep.
All right. So a mouse trap revealed at the Great Exhibition in London in 1851 was in a museum's cupboard. In 2016, 155 years later, a mouse climbed in to get a string. Now, this was a humane trap. It was designed. It had, like, nesting material, and the mouse would go in, and then you could release it. Well, it was in a cupboard.
Yeah.
So a mouse climbed in, got trapped, and they didn't know until they found the mouse.
Oh.
Which that isn't
wow.
cool for the mouse, but 155 years, it was still working.
Still stood the test of time.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I saw a post on Facebook. Somebody posted something about thunder snow the other day. I'm like, that is not a thing. It is a thing. It's a thunderstorm in the snow.
I've seen it.
I have not. Or you might have experienced it and didn't realize it because the snow on the ground mutes the sound of the thunder. And so only a couple few miles can you hear it, whereas you can hear it for a long, long way if the skies are, if it's just the storm and you don't have snow.
Another fun natural thing, Lake Hillier, it's close to the coast of Western Australia. It has algae mm-hmm. in it and halobacteria that thrive in the salty water. I mean, it's like really close to the ocean. The lake is pink.
Wow, really?
Yep. And I've got a picture in the notes.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's super, and it's like super bright pink. And they have quite a few lakes that are like this, but this one is
weird,
pristine.
Huh. Bacteria and algae and weird stuff make some excellent colors.
I love it.
This is an entirely different direction. The risk of heart attack for Germans doubles when their national football team plays in a World Cup match. When the opposite team scores a goal, German football fans start dropping.
That blood pressure. Yeah. They're like, you need to calm down, guys. It's just a game.
I guess I love it because of their passion for their game.
Oh, no.
And maybe their love for cured meats. I don't know.
It's like the mice. You're like, wow, that's really interesting and kind of awful.
Yeah, exactly.
It's possible for moonlight to refract off water droplets in mist and make a moonbow.
I've seen a picture.
Well, it's rare, and the moonbow is mostly white light, but there's a picture of one in Kentucky. There's a special falls that's located just the right angle, so the mist comes up of the waterfall. It's quite lovely.
Neat. Bouncing all over here today. The total tension on all strings of a piano measures around 20 tons. So that's why you see those really strong metal frames in a grand piano. We were watching a show where they were making the Yamaha factory. They were making pianos. And they have this guy, he's got a big crank and 20,000 pounds on all those strings.
Well, it makes sense because I've seen like in videos and things where a string mm-hmm. goes and it's
dramatic,
violent. Along the lines of stretchiness, rubber bands last longer when refrigerated. The polymers in the rubber band relax, making them less brittle and more stretchy.
Oh, you guys know crickets. When they're silent, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right? Ooh, here's one I really like. Point Nemo is located over 1,000 miles equidistantly from the coast of three islands. And so at times, if you are in the Point Nemo area, you are closer to astronauts on the International Space Station than you are to any other humans. So the closest people might be in space to you when you're in the Point Nemo area.
Where is Point Nemo?
Close to the International Space Station. Let's look it up. I didn't include that in my clip.
I figure like it's out in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
It is. Yes, it's an oceanic. It's a point in the middle. Because there's been talks over the years. How do we...
Who owns it?
Measure the middle. Where's the middle of the ocean?
Oh. And this point is considered to be...
They have decided Point Nemo is the farthest place.
Oh.
And it is...
The world's navel.
Oh, it's... Yeah, between Ducie Island, Motunui, the Easter Island chain, and Antarctica. So it's south.
Oh, way down there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, Amy, this one's for you.
Okay.
The average person farts 14 to 23 times per day.
That seems so high. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine people above average. That's...
Well, they tell you if you're passing 23 times a day, you should see a doctor.
Wow.
Because you might have like overactive bacteria in your gut.
And it might be disruptive to your family life.
Yeah, I was
or
thinking,
your work life.
Like, you know, if you find this bothersome, yes! Contact your physician.
Ooh, here's a fun one. Look up pictures of like the shadow of fire and you'll see a person holding a match and there's no shadow on the wall. And the reason for that makes a lot of sense, actually, because a shadow comes when light can't go around. It can't go through an object. But when you have fire there, you have to have a much brighter source of light behind the fire for it to show a shadow.
Well, so I imagine like big fire would probably cast, but oh, little fire. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's another mind bending sciencey thing. Cans of regular Coke sink. Diet Coke cans float.
Why?
Well, if you think about it, Coke is full of sugar, and sugar makes it more dense and heavier, and the Diet Coke has artificial sweeteners and stuff like that, so even though you've got the same amount of fluid in there, it's not as dense, so they float.
A viscosity kind of issue?
Yep, so I have a YouTube video, because I was like, no!
I know, I don't want to go buy any pop, but...
It's true.
I wonder, seltzer water probably floats, too.
Because
it doesn't have sugars in it.
Yeah. I didn't check that.
Just like a seltzer-y.
Phlegm. Yeah. But yeah.
Wow.
One sinks, one floats.
Now I'm going to like go to barbecues and say, I'll be right back.
Exactly. I'm going to take
these
two
in your toilet.
Into the bathroom, see what happens.
We're super fun party guests, everybody. Please invite us. All right, here is my last fact of the day. Hot and cold water sound different when being poured. It is actually noticeable to the human ear if you're listening for it. And that goes back to a change in viscosity as well. So the thickness or stickiness of the water, depending on the temperature.
Wow. After this, we're going to go make cans float tea. And pour some water. Absolutely. Yeah.
Apparently, hot water has a higher pitch.
Okay, I have three more. So I think we've got slightly more than 100, but I have to tell you these three because they're so great. So the first one is Viagra dissolved in water can double the shelf life of cut flowers by at least a week. Stand up longer. That's all I'm going to say. The intergluteal cleft is your butt crack.
Okay, that is a really epic sounding phrase,
right?
For butt crack.
And I warn you not to type intergluteal cleft into Google.
Yeah,
because your world will be changed. Okay, and then the last one: you can cut a round cake into 8 equal pieces with only 3 cuts. And if you're thinking 1, 2, 3, that gets you more than 8 pieces.
Okay, I'm thinking here. I'm thinking a cut. Horizontally?
Yes, you're going to cut that round thing in half so it's in two round, complete round circles.
Okay.
Okay.
And then a cut down the...
And then stack them on top of each other and do 1, 2, like crossing into an X. So the top one is 4 pieces and the bottom one is 4 pieces.
I would never have thought of that.
Me neither.
Because we cut ours and we frost them in the middle for layer cakes.
Yes, but you would not cut a cake like this. And originally I had you can cut a pie into 8 equal pieces that way. And I was like,
I would never do that.
That would be messy.
Yeah.
So
see, the genius thinkers figured that one out right away because they think outside the box. They're not bound by frosting. I am bound by frosting.
No, they're just bound by design. So that is a possible but not practical.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Like, well, I want to say thank you that you guys have listened for as long as you have. I never thought, honestly, that we'd make it to 100 episodes, not because we don't have the stamina or the, you know, I just was like, it just seemed like such a big number.
It did.
You know? And now we're here. So
we love you, loyal listeners.
Yeah. And enjoy your, like, well, once I edit, 45 minute long episode.
Going to be a painful edit.
This is supposed to come out, let's see, February 25th. So you could just bank this for spring break, you know, and have a nice drive and listen.
Or it's February. You need a little humor.
Oh, yeah. You need something to bring you up.
It's ugly.
Absolutely.
Anytime you need another dose of random fact-tacularness. All right. Let me try that again. I do love that.
It's hard to say.
It's good, though. Okay, brain junkies, anytime you need another dose of random factacularness, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.
And you'll be full of facts.
So many facts.